And that white stuff, you call that?
Corruption.
Mm-hmm. Or if a person has a blister, that fluid inside the blister?
Water. That's water in the blister.
Or if somebody got accidentally shot or stabbed, you'd probably take him to the doctor so the doctor could treat the
wound? Oh.
Right.
Yes, a wound.
Or say if that wound didn't heal cleanly, some white
infection, say.
Right. And you might get some white flaky flesh forming around it. What kind of flesh?
That would what they call dead flesh, I think.
Dead flesh?
Mm-hmm.
Ever heard it called proud flesh?
Well, yeah, it's the same thing.
I see. Say if I cut my hand, something that I might take from the medicine cabinet to put on it to prevent infection, what might that be?
Well, now, they used to use iodine.
Yes, ma'am.
And they used to use carbolic acid. But I think now they would use alcohol, wouldn't they?
Yes, ma'am.
More than anything else.
All right. Talking about somebody who died, have you ever heard anybody use some term in a joking way? Maybe he might say something like, well, that old tightwad finally...
Cooked.
Right. Or... he croaked, or he, you ever heard kick the bucket?
Yeah, kick the bucket.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Or talking about somebody who has died, somebody might say, well, so-and-so's been dead a week now, and nobody's yet figured out what he...
died of?
Okay. And, say, just on an average day, if somebody asks you, well, how you doing? What would you probably say?
Well, I'll tell you about the only thing to say is fine. Or so-and-so. I'd say, oh, so-so.
Yes, ma'am.
But people don't want you. They want you to say fine.
And
it's just like I heard somebody say, they have forgotten the minute you turn around. They have forgotten what you said.
That's true.
They're not interested, but it's just a byword. How you feel?
Right. That's true. Or say if somebody's joints are stiff and aching, they might say, well, I've got a touch of...
rheumatism. Arthritis now.
Right. Or this disease that used to kill a lot of children because they get these sores in their throat.
Diphtheria?
Yes, ma'am. A disease that'll make your skin turn yellow, that's...
jaundice?
Yes, ma'am. Or say if a man who had his appendix taken out, you'd say he had an attack of...
appendectomy? That's what they use now. He had an attack of appendicitis, we used to say.
Yes, ma'am.
Is that what you wanted?
Right. Mm-hmm. Ever heard anybody call that anything else, maybe back when, before they called it appendicitis, or didn't know what it was?
I don't think I did.
You ever heard it called cramp colic?
Yeah, but I don't think that's the same, is it?
Oh, is it different?
I don't think they operate on for cramp colic. Mm-mm.
Okay. Or say if somebody ate something that disagreed with him and it came back up, you'd say he had...
he vomited.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard any other terms?
Threw up.
Right. Would you consider that a less polite term?
Well, it's more, I wouldn't say exactly common,
mm-hmm.
but it isn't as nice.
Have you ever heard anything that you really thought was crude that meant the same thing? Instead of vomit or throw up?
Breach, they claim that now.
Yes, sir.
Using is quite a good ill. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm...
You ever heard anybody say so-and-so had to puke?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But that makes me sick to think of it.
That's true. Or somebody who's like that, you'd say he's sick where?
I'd say he's sick in the head.
Or, you know, if he had to vomit, you'd say he's sick?
His stomach.
Okay. Or say if a boy keeps going over to the same girl's house pretty frequently and
probably getting serious about her. You'd say he's doing what?
Courting?
Ever heard the other term? Might have been used a long time ago. Mean the same thing?
No.
Sparking?